Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
It is Dukes and Bell. Coming up, we'll get to some guy talk. Mike was just telling me a very interesting story. Like I like to say, developing story. It's more on the Sharon Moore situation. No, not that. That's Sharon Moore.
That's Shamar Moore.
No, yeah, correct. That is Shamar Moore. What's the story? What's the TV show? What's the TV show? Is it SWAT?
Is it SWAT now he's on? Right.
All right. It's not that. This is Sharon Moore. Sharon Moore, the former coach at Michigan. Stay tuned. Mike's got all of that and much more to get
to. We met
to.
Him in Vegas. Very nice guy.
Who, Shamar?
Shamar, it was like 10, 15 years ago, right there for a fight. And we saw him at MGM. And
did you look him in the face?
Women were just
because he's pretty.
Swooning. Yeah. Swooning at this dude.
You know I'm right, Orin. You know I'm telling the truth. There's some men. There's some men.
Once in a while, they'll post
Come on, man.
His old clips from when he hosted Soul Train.
Yeah.
And just how crazy, uncoordinated he was with his dances.
Oh, I know.
And
I
makes me happy because not all pretty people are good at everything.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
But he is a pretty one of those pretty
he's
people.
He's just one of those, like, you know what, man? I get the appeal is there, whatever, but yep. You can't dance. And that makes me happy, Shamar, that you would, like, get on stage and look like a complete ass.
No, not perfect.
I agree with you
and
on
if
that.
You can't, and dancing says a lot about you. Hey, now.
It does. In many different ways.
I know. I can speak for Carl back in the day when we'd be out in Vegas tripping to Land Fantastic that we both can dance. We both have more moves than a bag of worms, and I've seen Big O cut it up out there. I've seen Big O on the dance floor.
Yeah, somebody might take offense to that, but he is. He's one of these. There are men who just that.
You get it.
You get it.
That's the only way to say it. Like, I get it,
You get it. You're like, how does he? Oh, I get it.
All right. I real quick, make this brief. I've told this story to you before. We were in Paris years ago, and I'm at a club, and it was up in Montmartre near Moulin Rouge club. And there's a little bar next to it. So I'm on the dance floor. And then Europeans, you ever been over there? There's some guys that can dance, but you'd be amazed the percentage of Europeans who cannot dance to the beat. And they're off by just a quarter measure. And so I literally look like Denny freaking Terrio from Dance Fever out there, man. I felt like Dirk Diggler in that scene in Boogie Nights when he's in the center of the dance floor. I mean, really, this is, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm just, you'd be amazed. You're right. It works.
It does
You'd be amazed how many good-looking guys can't dance.
Yeah, man. They're just here for the looks. Hey, by the way, you have one of those guys usually in your crew. Like, one of those guys is usually in your crew that just is like, women are like, what's his name? He can't do anything except stand there. There's always one.
That'd be Davis, our buddy, the pilot. Davis cannot dance.
There's always one. How's he doing, by the way? How's he doing?
You know, he's doing great. Our buddy, this is a guy who years ago, his family, He met a, it's like a Marty Robbins song. He met a girl in Mexico in a small little town, and the family was like, you're not going to marry that girl. And he was like, that really old school. I'm like, screw them. They'll come around. And they did.
Of course.
And he married. And so now Carl met them in Houston. They literally are the most beautiful family in the world. They look like the picture frame. You know when you buy a picture frame at Walmart? They look like
the stock family.
They look like the stock family that comes with a picture frame.
The two beautiful kids.
So he's doing great. But he's a pilot. He was Delta, now he's United.
All right. That's good to hear, man. Yeah he lives
listens online. Hey, Davis, how you doing, bro?
Good. Yeah, because he lives in where we used to live, north of the city. I didn't know if he was still flying for them or not. Hey, man, Drake London and A.J. Terrell both left the game with apparent injuries. Look, I'm not dissing my man A.J. Terrell. It's just not been a good year for him. It's just not. A lot of grabby, touchy, feely, just stuff that has gotten him penalties and also gotten him beat, Mike. And you went from that 5-penalty game, right, where he, all those penalties – and then he leaves with an apparent injury. Now, we don't know the extent of this. Obviously, we're going to find out more as the week goes along. But do you think Drake, was this precautionary? What do you think was going on here?
There was a series, and I was listening to the broadcast with Arch and Wes, and Arch kind of picked up on it that like something wasn't right with Drake early on. Mm. He took a pretty good hit. And then Bijan, if you didn't see it, Bijan was kind of busting through the right side, and Drake was holding the block. And Bijan kind of hit him, wasn't intentionally, but Bijan kind of bowled Drake over as he was engaged in a block.
Okay.
And I think that kind of further exacerbated whatever he was dealing with, because Drake had some uncharacteristic drops. He was targeted 8 times and only caught 3 and finished with 27. The longest was 12 yards. But Drake just didn't look himself. Mm. I mean, they were trying to, and Cousins was trying to get it to him, just couldn't make it work. And we talked conversely about Kyle Pitts making all the catches in traffic. Bijan with 7 catches, the 41-yarder. I mean, the touchdown looking like a rock star. But I thought one of Kyle Pitts' most physical games, making those hard, we call them air quotes, NFL catches that sometimes he doesn't make.
Yeah, you asked me if I would play Drake, and we both said he will play if he's available, and he did. But I also don't want to risk next season.
Right.
And anything that may hold him back from being completely healthy going into next year. Now, you're going to say, well, that could happen in the offseason. It could. But it also could happen in meaningless games that you know you're not going to the playoffs, and everybody's just playing for pride right now and to show that, hey, we are not a team that's going to quit, because that's what we're talking about. These next 2 weeks, and that's why I said this Rams game to me, you can call it Super Bowl, because they're playing for a whole lot. We're playing for pride. And I want to see what team shows up. I want to see if the Falcons really show up and win, or not just win, but, Mike, play the way they need to in this game. Because if this is a 34-10 game, it's really going to make you think hard about this.
Right, and then conversely, if a guy's out there going, you're being too hard on the staff, all right, if you feel continuity while there's mediocrity.
Continuity, Mike.
There's more mediocre continuity coming your way. But if Zach Robinson looks at what Seattle did, and looks at what Kubiak is, Clint Kubiak, right? Gary's son?
Yep.
If what Clint Kubiak did against the Rams, where they couldn't stop that offense, and can you, you know, Drake being healthy would help, but can you get Bijan to do some of those things you did this week and exploit some apparent weaknesses, which, I mean, the Rams at times, the two games where the Rams really looked, I got to be honest, pedestrian, was the Carolina game, what we just saw on defense, I'm talking about, not offense, because they couldn't stop Puka Nacua. But that, okay, then we can have that conversation. But I just think it's fool's gold if you want to take a game like the Arizona game, and somehow that just wipes away the games that you should have won when the season was on the line.
Yeah. 404-726-0929. We will open up the phone lines in the 5 o'clock hour to get more of your thoughts as we are discussing a few different things with our team today. Again, Falcons did win on a Falcon Monday. But as we come out of another, you know, game, it's one of those situations where you go, okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why is this looking different? Why is Pitts doing what he's doing? Why? Which are questions that we feel like, at least Mike and I, that probably should have been answered weeks ago.
Right. And look, Brandon Dorlus. I think Dorlus just passed a Grady for defensive tackle sacks record.
That's great.
In a season. So that's great. And we talked about it. We've got Pierce and we got Jalen, and you got Bijan about to perhaps to, you know, set a new franchise record for yards from scrimmage. There are really good things happening. How you get this, all that talent. To me, there's too much talent on this team to have a 5-game losing streak. That's my point. That, to me, gets back to coaching.
Yeah, I don't disagree. It's not when you see what it can be and you start putting it all together.
Would you put our lineups toe-to-toe with Carolina? Who's got more talent?
It's us.
It's us.
Yeah. It's not close. I think Stakey and those guys were talking about that this morning. I totally agree. Drew Butler was saying today that he thinks Tyler Shook is better than Michael Penix. I think that's too soon.
Easy now, Hammer. Hold it, Hammer.
Hold it. I just think that's too soon because neither one of these guys have done anything. But at the end of the day, you know, we are questioning some things about our quarterback simply because we haven't seen enough, Mike.
Right.
What he did this – can you even grade what he did this season? And how do you look at it? Because for me, it was a learning curve situation. Coordinator, first time he's running everything. I was willing to give him – speaking of grace, I was willing to give him a little bit because of the situation. But then with him not finishing the season, it's one of the – I'm going to go into next year wondering the same things.
There was, like I said, there were plays. You know, the Minnesota game, we bogged down the red zone. We settled for, 5 or 6 field goals in that game.
Yeah.
You know, the one game where to watch it, and I don't know what it was about it, but it just – and it stuck. I went back and watched it when I came back from Germany, is how uncomfortable Penix Jr. looked in the pocket in that game. In that game, we still had a chance to win, where we got the Carolina on the ropes, 3rd and long, and then we only rushed 3. You know, special teams sets them up in tremendous field position. Those are all the – now, you can't put that on Michael Penix Jr. Penix Jr. hit Kyle Pitts in the hands in that game.
Yeah, he did.
For what could have been a touchdown on our first possession after we stopped the coach. These are the things which stack up. Why are you a 6-9 team? As Parcells says, your record says you are what you are. We don't play clutch.
All right, man. By the way, tomorrow we mentioned again, Metro Bottle will be out there, 2225 Marietta Boulevard Northwest. It is West Midtown, basically. But we're going to be out there. There's a big tasting as well. That'll be going on, and we'll do the show from 2 to 6. It's one of our favorite places, but it's a great time of year if you're thinking about Christmas holiday gifts or you need to add to your collection.
You get all your shopping done, man?
Pretty much done.
Right.
I say that. I'm still waiting on a couple of deliveries, and you guys know this time of month, like, you get that update where it's like, your item could be delivered between these dates. Why is it not being delivered now? That I ordered this months ago. So I'm in that process of like trying to figure out a couple of things that need to get delivered. But yeah, for the most part, I'm done.
Shout out to Terry, the Amazon driver. Now, Amazon, sometimes for the holidays, they subcontract, so you don't have people in the Amazon truck. So an unmarked SUV pulls up in my driveway.
Oh, yeah, they do that.
And I was coming back from walking the dogs. And I got them. They're not on a leash. They stand by their owner, generally. Well, Ike, not so much. They'll chase a deer. But anyway, so the guy's getting out of the car, and I got two. It's a golden doodle and a lab, and they come running up. He's like, ah! And this guy looked like Terry Crews. This is a big dude. He looks like he could be playing linebacker in the NFL. And the guy literally shrieked. And I get it, you know. And he starts hauling ass to get back in his car. He's like, are they cool? Are they cool? Like, oh, they're really cool. They just want to say hi.
Yeah, you don't know, man.
So you don't know. Because, you know, again, no such thing as bad dogs, just bad owners. You got to train them right.
You don't know.
But hey, once you get out of the car, of course, I say, hey, just rub my belly. But it was funny as hell because this dude was like, he's sprinting. It was like marathon, man. He's running to get back in the truck.
I'm glad you brought this up because this weekend we went out and we did a training session in the park with our dogs. And I got to give a big shout out. Daryl at OT, Off the Chain, K9 Academy. He says that all the time. And all the folks that work there are terrific. They trained Frankie and Louie while we were out of town.
How'd it go? How'd it take? Did it take?
Oh, terrific. They're great. We had Maximus years ago train like that. And when I came back, I say this all the time. They're just different dogs. They answer you differently.
Right.
When you call their name, it's, yes, father, what can I do for you? Because they're completely different, you know, from that standpoint.
Wow.
But we went out and we were talking about this. People don't know your dogs.
Right.
And, like, you know your dogs, but people don't know your dogs. And some of the dogs that are bigger, your dogs are, what, 50, 60 pounds, whatever they are?
He's 45. He's 45.
All right. When they come running at you, you're like, whoa!
Right.
You have no idea. But either way, man, got to give a big shout-out to OTC K9 Academy. I love those guys. They did a tremendous job. All
That's
right,
awesome.
Man.
Does he fetch your slippers now? Does he get you a beer and a cigar?
Mike, he'll do damn near anything I want. I walk in the house, he's like, good evening, Father. Your dinner's on the table. What do we have coming up on in Guy Talk?
All right, man. Got a lot of stuff for you. Johnny Football, missing in action. Shocking. No real explanation. We'll get to some of that. And then the new Texas A&M quarterback. Oh, tripping the light, fantastic. The week of your biggest game, not a good look. Also, did Bill Simmons let the biggest rumor in all of entertainment slip? We'll explain. Coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.